Hello, guys. I'm Martin, very, very grateful of Eritrean recovery. And indeed, I live in Brussels, Belgium. Thank you for inviting me to speak today. This is a beautiful day, and I am indeed so grateful for this program. It changed my life so much. And I am especially grateful because when I discovered the program here in Belgium, there were very few meetings, and I definitely needed the program. When I got to the program, I realized that that was the solution I was looking for all those decades, where I was trying everything in the book and nothing was the solution. And when I heard of Overeaters Anonymous, I realized, well, not when I discovered, when I attended my first meeting and I said for the first time, hello, I'm Martin, I'm a compulsive overeater. I felt something just feeling so right and like something that is so obviously right for me. And I that was in 2019. So I was attending those meetings in Brussels. And there were two a week, and two in French and one in English. And I was attending those three. Then came the pandemic. And I ended up looking for meetings online and thinking, okay, I'm very comfortable with English. I could go and visit other meetings, and that's what I did. And I was looking for a big book meeting because I've heard of the big book in another fellowship. And in Belgium, we don't use the big book for OA. So I found a big book meeting, and that meeting joined OA Footsteps. Some weeks after I joined that meeting. And I remember that in the beginning, I was probably one of the only women from Europe. I think there were some people from UK, but most of the people were from the States and Canada. And I remember being so welcomed by everybody. It was so amazing to listen to people from, well, now that meeting 3 years afterwards is totally international. We have people from all over the world, and I'm still attending that meeting every day ever since. It is so rich to be able to connect with people from the other side of the world, for me, other side of the world for you, from anywhere, because we're all from another part of the con of Earth. And connecting with all those people and feeling like we are all connected by the same disease and the same fellowship. And I have friends now. My best friends are in the program and they're from all over the world. My sponsor is American. She speaks English and thank God I'm comfortable with English, so I can be blessed to have her as a sponsor, and she's here today. I love you. And then I heard, well, I did all my steps with her in English in the with the big book, which I could never have done in Belgium. And in Belgium, I don't know anybody with a lot of recovery. I think when I started the program, I think that the people who had the most recovery were maybe in the program for 3 or 4 years. And then I got to the international rooms, like I like to call them, and I discovered people who had 15, 20, 30, 35 years of recovery, and I was like, what? And that gave me so much hope that not only does that program work, you can get abstinence and you can get a better life. I mean, you can live in a better way, but you can do it for a lifetime. And before the program, I had never found anything that, in English, you say, nothing would stick. Nothing would be good enough, or no. I would not feel well enough to continue doing what I was doing. Any method, any other method was not what I was looking for. So now I'm studying the traditions with my sponsor, and we're giving workshops on the tradition, and I love it. I'm becoming a history nerd in AA, and this is so tradition one that even all those people from all over the world, the only thing we look for are the similarities. What's connecting us? And it's incredible to see that people from Belgium or US or Canada or Australia or China, or we have exactly the same disease. And we have exactly the same solution, which is amazing. And that solution has not changed for a long, long time. And that is totally amazing to me. So, in OA Footsteps, when I got absent and I had some recovery, I thought, okay, so now I think it's time for the program to it's time for me to do my part to help that amazing program that saved my life to be more well known in my country in the French language. So I was very, very grateful to be able to create a meeting in French in OA Footsteps. And I was helped to do that. I was encouraged. The board was crazy happy that I wanted to create French a French speaking meeting. And we actually created two. And now in that meeting, we have people who speak French from, again, all over the world. We have some people from Europe, Belgium, France, Switzerland. We have people from Canada who speak French. We have people who speak French, but I'm not French speaking, who join us. They're in OA and they want to have the meeting in French, and we love it. We have a big book meeting on Sunday at 2 p.m. EST in OA Footsteps, and we have more and more regulars, and It is amazing to see how all those people, I mean, I experienced it in English that we all have the same disease and we all have the same solution. And now I have that fellowship in French, and we can bring that knowledge of the program and that hope and in areas where we didn't have it. I don't want to sound too corny, but I really want to thank OA Footsteps for everything they do, because I felt so welcome in the meeting I attend, but also in OA Footsteps, and especially because I'm not English speaking. I also created the languages committee, which is not very active for the moment. That's why I didn't mention it earlier, but it's going to be active again. And I'm so grateful to to OA Footsteps to be able to do that and to make OA Footsteps more international. To have that, thank you. Oh, it's time. And to have, yes, I'm going to finish with that. To have that unity. I feel home everywhere in the rooms of OA, whatever the language. So I'm going to thank all of you. I thank the board and you for inviting me to speak here, and have a beautiful Unity Day.